It starts with an idea.
My name is Marwan, I play the guitar and I sing too.
Rani, I play the bass and occasionally the synth.
I'm Julia, I sing, I play the mandolin, uke and guitar.
I'm Pascal, I play the drums and occasionally the harmonica.
How much exposure to folk music do you have in Beirut?
Little actually.
The internet.
It's not really on the radio, it was like...
Yeah, I don't know, it's weird.
So what would you say are the most prevalent genres here?
Electronic. It's more accessible to people who want to go dancing, clubbing, and that's the bigger scene, like dancing and clubbing,
true.
Not rock scene or just live bands.
Like honestly, when we first started, I had no idea what was happening.
And there are bands who took the chance and started working on themselves, because, you know, 10 years before, there was really, really few bands that were concentrating on writing music, or they were all covering the same songs, you know. But now it's all evolving at the same time, you know. I mean, you can't come and play like 3 gigs in a row here.
Because Beirut is like, it's a very small scene, it's the same people.
If you get 600 people in your concert today, you're not going to get them next week. I mean, the media in Lebanon is towards the Arabic pop music specifically, which is like the made girls going and singing. But that's where all the money, all the media's attention goes. So that's why we're underground. Here, like,
they look at you, why aren't you singing in Arabic?
Yeah. No, but I mean, it could change, it might change, but for, like, this is the way now.
For the Lebanese people, like, if a band plays outside, like, our tour in England was really small, but...
Everyone was like, whoa, they've been to England.
They would think we're, like, all the British were looking at us.
Yeah, it's
like, and we're like, in venues, like, you play here.
Well, Lebanese are just really proud, so if we do get big outside, of course, we're gonna get big here, but...
So why do you sing in English?
All our influences are in English. We're not comfortable and we don't know how to write in proper Arabic, so either gonna be like street Arabic.
Like the colloquial.
Yeah.
All the schools here are in English or French sections, and then Arabic is just the language. You have to make a real effort to write in Arabic because it doesn't come as naturally as it should be. You know?
Yeah, it's a pity, but that's how it is.
And anyways, there are a lot of like international bands who sing, like a lot of Swedish and French bands sing in English because...
Yeah, you don't ask.
That's how you get
English
it.
English is the most accessible language. Like.
Would you like to perform more abroad?
I think there's a lot of competition for us, in, for example, in the UK or the US.
Yeah, of course.
There's always the visa barrier whenever you want to go. That's the biggest barrier.
Yeah, that's one of the main barriers.
It's so unfair. Like.
Especially that Rani is Palestinian, so
there
it's harder to get the visa
places.
Too. It's not easy as Lebanese to get the visa, but it's harder for him too. It's really sad that it's like that.
In Europe and or in the Western world, we're treated
just
as
equally. Like.
But the hard part is for when we want to travel to some Arabic countries, which is natural, like for Lebanese to go to Dubai or to Jordan or Egypt, the Arabic, the Middle Eastern
countries.
For Lebanese, it's easy because it's Arabs between each other, but for the Palestinians, like for me, it's a bit harder. So it's not like something we would do, like, yeah, let's go to Europe. Yeah, of course. Pack your bags and leave. No. But in England, like, people were happy to see us because they didn't expect us to sound like that. Because they thought we would sing Arabic folk or like something different. But
I guess in Jordan, our style seems so special, you know, because no one is really doing this like folk harmony thing.
And Lebanon, it's like our crowd. Abroad, it's like they're coming to
see
discover you, exactly.